Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I've got here a copy of the Upanishads, which is one of the Hindu scriptures. I'm going to be reading from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad in verses 17 and 18. Know him to be the supreme architect who is enshrined within the hearts of all. Know him in the depths of meditation. May he grant us immortality. Know him to be the supreme source of all religions. Ruler of the world of light, where there is neither day nor night, neither what is nor what is not, but only, and then it gives the name of, their false god. So in this Upanishad, it talks about their false god, and it says that he is the supreme architect, and that he is the supreme source of all religions. So their god is the supreme source of all religions, according to them. Well, let's see what the Bible says. In John chapter 10, verse 7, the Bible reads, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." So we see here that Jesus Christ does not say that he's the source of all religions, and he doesn't say that God is the source of all religions. Nowhere does the God of the Bible say, "Well, I'm the source of all religions." No, Jesus said that those who came before him were thieves and robbers. Every religion that came before, every religion that came after, according to the Bible, is false. The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." So according to Hinduism, well, their God is just the source of all religions. So this is perfect for the New World Order. It's perfect for the end times when we see a one world religion developing. Hinduism is going to fit right in because they say, "Oh, well, our God's the source of all religions. It doesn't matter what religion you are." Whereas both Old and New Testaments of the Bible are constantly condemning other religions as false, condemning every other god as false. The Bible says the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. And so there is only one true God. There is only one way of salvation. Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And so this idea of him being the supreme source of all religions, well, you know, that is true of their God, that he's the source of all false religions, because he's the devil. And the devil is the source of all false religion. But he's not the source of this religion, because the word of God was spoken by the Lord, by Jesus Christ, and he's not the source of it.